Dear listeners, loving Sairam and greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam, the abode of highest peace, the spiritual capital of the universe. Well, this is a segment, Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. The time in our studio is 11:19 a.m. and today is 17th of April 2014. Well, the weather forecast for today tells that the maximum temperature for today will be about 40 degrees Celsius. Well, as I said, this is the month of April, and the months of April and May are known for the rise in temperature here at Puttaparthi, as it's the season of summer. This is Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. So, dear listeners, to begin with, at the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of Radio Sai, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And I immensely thank Swami for giving me this opportunity to host this segment, Service Love in Action. Well, the highlight of this segment today will be a short interview from a series of short interviews by Mr. Gene Massey, who was in Africa in the month of May in the year 2004, filming the seva activities that was happening there. Well, before we get into the interview, let me narrate a nice incident. In fact, Swami always gives a lot of importance for service to society. In fact, in almost all of his discourses, Swami has referred to seva. Swami has encouraged and inspired all his devotees to engage in service, in seva, in whatever capacity they can, wherever they are. And the inspiration for seva was Swami himself. Swami showed how to serve with love, we should serve throughout his life. In fact, when Swami used to distribute prasadam in Sai Kulanth Hall, after the distribution of prasadam, Swami will go to some devotees and ask, "Did you get prasadam?" Now, Swami asking this question to devotees doesn't mean that Swami doesn't know if a devotee has got a prasadam or not. But Swami will still ask, because the joy of the receiver will be doubled. In fact, this is an act by Swami through which Swami wants to demonstrate that the service that we do should have an extra touch of affection and love with the receiver. When Swami asks this, the receiver will feel that there is someone who is there for him to take care of him. In fact, this is what happens during Grama Seva. Grama Seva, as many of you will be aware, is a village service program that is held as an annual event by the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning every year during the celebration of Dasara, where for about 10 days the students and staff of Bhagavan go to different villages around Puttaparthi with Swami's prasadam in the form of food packets and clothes. So somebody may ask, like, Grama Seva is done once in a year, that too for a village only once a day, how does it make a big effect? Now, the effect is in two ways. The first thing is the students will get a chance to see this, to see the real India. That is, they say India lies in villages. So the students will get sensitized to the village folk and the way of living of the villages. And the second thing is the villagers will feel that there is someone for them who always think about them, and there is someone for them to take care of them. So this is this divine touch makes Sai Seva unique. In fact, not only through action, but as I said, through Swami's discourses, Swami inspires devotees to engage in seva. Swami in his discourses gives a lot of analogies, and the chinna kathas, that is small stories, through small stories also Swami encourages devotees to engage in seva. So, dear listeners, let's begin today's segment, Service, Love in Action, with a small chinna katha that Swami had narrated long back in the year 1996.
ఈ మైండ్ అనేటువంటి సెన్సెస్ కంట మాస్టర్ గా ఉంది.
మైండ్ ఇస్ ద మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ ద సెన్సెస్.
అయితే ఎంతవరకు,
టు వాట్ ఎక్స్టెంట్,
ఈ మాస్టర్ కూడాను సెన్సెస్ పైన డిపెండ్ అయి ఉంటున్నాడు.
హౌఎవర్ ద మాస్టర్ ఆల్సో డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ ద సెన్సెస్.
ఈ సెన్సెస్ సరైనటువంటి బోధన చేయకపోతే మాస్టర్ కూడా సర్వెంట్ అయిపోతాడు.
ఇఫ్ ది సెన్సెస్ డోంట్ సర్వ్ ప్రాపర్లీ ఇన్ ద మాస్టర్ ఆల్సో టర్న్స్.
కనుక జగత్తు లోపల సర్వులు కూడాను సర్వ ప్రాణులు కూడాను ఒక సర్వెంట్ సమానమే.
దేర్ఫోర్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ క్రీచర్స్ ఆర్ సర్వెంట్స్.
బాల్యములో విద్య నేర్పే సమయం లోపల ఒక బీదవాడు ఒక శ్రీమంతుడు ఇద్దరు కూడాను ఒక స్కూల్లో చదువుతుండేటువంటి వారు.
In childhood, a rich man and also a son of a pauper, a very poor person, they studied together.
కొంత కాలం గడిచిన తర్వాత ఈ యొక్క శ్రీమంతుడు రాజు అయ్యాడు.
After some time, the rich man became the king.
ఈ బాల్య చాపల్యం చేత ఈ బాల్య క్లాస్మేట్ చేత కొంతవరకు ఒకటి రాజు చూడాలని ఈ బీదవాడు బయలుదేరాడు.
This poor man wanted to meet the king because of his friendship he had had.
ఆహార విహారములు బలహీనం కావటం చేతనే దేహం బలహీనమైపోయింది.
Because of change of the food habits, the body became weak.
రాజు మంచి పుష్టిమైన ఆహారం భోజేసి చాలా పుష్టిగా సంతృప్తిగా ఉన్నాడు.
The king was so physically strong because of his rich food.
కానీ ఈ బీదవాడు చాలా కర్ర పట్టుకుని ఉడుకుతూ ఉడుకుతూ రాజును చూడటానికి వెళ్లాడు.
This poor man went there shivering, walking the distance with the help of a stick.
అక్కడ ఏదో మాటల సందర్భం లోపల ఈ యొక్క పూర్ మ్యాన్ అనగా బీద మనిషి, స్వామి ప్రపంచంలో అందరూ సేవకులే, నేను ఒక సేవ చేసి బ్రతుకుతున్నాను అన్నాడు.
ద పూర్ మ్యాన్ వైల్ కన్వర్సింగ్ విత్ ద కింగ్ హీ సెడ్, ఆల్ అవర్ సర్వెంట్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్, ఐఎమ్ సర్వింగ్ ఇన్ మై ఓన్ హంబుల్ వే అండ్ క్యారింగ్ ఆన్ మై లివింగ్.
ఏ మిత్రుడా, నేను కూడా సేవకుడేనా అన్నాడు.
ద రిచ్ మ్యాన్ సెడ్, ద కింగ్ సెడ్, am I also a servant?
నీవు కాదు, మీ తాత కాదు, మీ ముత్తాత కాదు, అందరూ సేవకులే అన్నారు.
Not only you, your grandfather, your great grandfather, all of them are servants.
Chi, nenentuku naa daga kavalsinatuvanti sevakulu untunnaru.
He said, what, I have many servants.
Kaduka nenu rajunu,
I am the king.
Nenu sevakudu kaadu annadu.
I am not a servant.
Adi nee brahma annadu oka mitra swatantram cheta.
This poor man who happens to be his friend, he says, it's all your imagination.
సరే, అది ప్రత్యక్షంగా నిరూపింపు చేయాలని ఈ యొక్క వృద్ధుడు సంకల్పించుకున్నాడు.
దిస్ ఓల్డ్ మ్యాన్ డిసైడెడ్ టు ప్రూవ్ దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్.
ఇంకా నేను వెళ్లి వస్తానని నమస్కారం చేశాడు. లేచేటప్పటికి చెట్టుతో చేతిలో ఉన్న కర్రను వదిలాడు కిందికి.
హీ టుక్ లీవ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిమ్, యాజ్ హీ వాజ్ రిటర్నింగ్ ద స్టిక్ డ్రాప్డ్ ఆన్ ద గ్రౌండ్.
వంగేకి నడుము నొప్పి.
హీ కాంట్ బెండ్ డౌన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ బ్యాక్ ఏక్.
వంచలేడు.
And he can't bend down, backache problem.
సరే, స్నేహభావం చేత రాజే వంగి ఆ కర్రను ఇతని చేతికి అందించాడు.
Because of intimate friendship, the king himself bent and picked up the stick and gave it.
రాజా, ఇప్పుడు ఈ కర్ర కింద పడిపోయినట్టు దానిని నాకు అందించావు, నువ్వా సేవకుడు నేనా?
He said, oh king, you have picked up the stick that fell on the ground. Who is the master here? Am I the master?
ఏ సమయము, ఏ సందర్భము, ఏ కాలము, ఎప్పుడు ఎక్కడ ఎట్ట ప్రాప్తిస్తుందో ఏమిటో.
At what point of time, when, where and how, what is going to be?
కనుక నీవు కూడా సేవ చేయవలసి వస్తుంది.
So you too bound to serve.
నువ్వు ప్రేమము పూర్వకంగా అనుకోవచ్చును, లేక నాపైన ఉన్నటువంటి రెస్పెక్ట్ తో అనుకోవచ్చును. ఎట్లయితే ఏమి, నీవు నడుము వచ్చి నాకు సకారాన్ని అందించావు.
ఇట్ మే బి అవుట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఆర్ ఫ్రెండ్షిప్, హౌఎవర్ యు బెంట్ అండ్ పిక్డ్ అప్ ది స్టిక్.
అది ప్రేమ చేతనే చేసినప్పుడు అది సేవ కింద రాదు.
వెన్ వన్స్ యు డూ హోల్ హార్టెడ్లీ విత్ లవ్, యూ కెనాట్ కాల్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎ
సర్వెంట్. ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడాను భగవంతుని ప్రతి స్వరూపుని.
ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఇస్ ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద డివైన్.
ఎందుకంటే జగత్తు లోపల అనేక కోట్ల మంది జన్మంటున్నారు.
In this world there are crores and crores of people.
Inta kotta mandi janam lopala aneka mandi aneka rakamulaitvanti bhavalato velugutunnaru.
People have various temperaments and thoughts.
Aithe మానవ జన్మం చాలా ఉత్కృష్టమైనటువంటిదని చెప్పడానికి ఇందులో ఉన్న విశేషం ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఇస్ ది స్పెషాలిటీ ఇన్ డిక్లేరింగ్ ది హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్?
జంతు నాం నరజన్మ దుర్లభం.
హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ వెరీ రేర్.
ఈ దుర్లభానికి ఏది మూల కారణం?
వాట్ ఈస్ ద కాజ్ బిహైండ్ ఇట్?
అనగా భగవద్గీతనే చెప్పింది.
గీత సేస్ క్లియర్లీ,
మమైవాంసో జీవలోకే, అన్ని జీవులు ఎందు ఉండేటువంటిది నేనే.
All creatures are the sparks of the divine.
నాయందున్న ఆత్మ, ప్రతి మానవుని ఎందు ఉన్నటువంటి ఆత్మ, ప్రతి ప్రాణి ఎందు ఉన్నటువంటి ఆత్మ ఒక్కటే అన్నాడు.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది సుప్రీం కాస్మిక్ సోల్ విచ్ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ఇన్ ద ఫామ్ ఆఫ్ ఇండివిడ్యువల్ సోల్.
వ్యక్తిత్వం మానవత్వం నందు ఉంటున్నది.
దేర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ హూ ఇస్ గిఫ్టెడ్ టు ఎంక్వైర్ అండ్ నో దిస్ ట్రూత్.
ఇట్ వాస్ సచ్ అ గ్రేట్ ఫీలింగ్ వెన్ సాయి లుక్డ్ ఎట్ మీ విత్ ఇన్క్విజిటివ్ ఐస్. It was the first time he had seen his own mother. It was like my son had been born again.
We could not believe our ears when we learned that in Baba's hospital, even complex surgeries are done absolutely free of cost.
I have no words to express my gratitude for what they've done.
Yes, I had always believed in God, but you all know that was the God whom I had never seen. After coming here, I now believe in a God whom I have not only seen, but also experienced.
Medical Marvels of Love is our weekly radio series in which we bring you patient profiles from India's top-of-the-line super speciality hospitals, often referred to as modern temples of healing. The Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, located at Whitefield, Bangalore and Prashanti Gram in Puttaparthi. You can listen to this on Asia Stream of Radio Sai every Sunday at 8 p.m. To know about the timings of this weekly series, Medical Marvels of Love on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page of our website radiosai.org. You can also download and listen to this at your leisure by visiting the link radiosai.org/medical. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.
Tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. A warm welcome once again, dear listeners, to this segment, Service Love in Action. You are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. Well, before we move further, I am tempted to narrate a beautiful incident that happened in Latin America, and this incident gives a lot of inspiration for the sevaks, the Sai devotees who are involved in service activities there and everywhere. So what had happened was, long back, many, many years back, few Sai devotees were involved in service activities in Latin America, and what they used to do was that they used to bring few children who were literally on streets. That is, they didn't have anyone to take care of them, so they just will be on the street. That is, they sleep in the night on the streets. So these devotees bring these children to their home, and that is, to one particular place, to one devotee's house, and they bathe them, they clean them, they give them good food to eat, and also teach them some EHV classes. And then they used to send these children back, and these children used to go back to the streets. But the next day, these children will come again to the house, because they were given good food to eat. But these children were not so much cultured, so they used to sometimes steal some things from these house. Swami's devotees continued this activity. They felt that at least these children are taught some EHP lesson and they are doing something good to these children. But after a time, the devotees started feeling that even though they are teaching EHP classes to these children and they are giving them good food and they are bathing them every day, but they go back to the street. So they felt that it's like filling water in a bucket full of holes. So what they thought was, they will rent a house and they will make these children stay in that house, something like residential house for these children who otherwise will have to stay in the streets. But the house, as the devotees didn't have much financial support, was a dilapidated house. So these children started staying in the house with few Sai devotees, and these Sai devotees used to take care of these children, and they were all happy. Then they thought, let's make this house good. Let's work on this house. So they all started constructing nice building for themselves, that is renovating the house. In fact, they also started making a nice garden for themselves. So these children also started working with the Sai devotees in the place. So one day what had happened was, when they were in the garden digging the ground, these children were digging the ground to plant some seeds. So there was a small group of children, and when they were digging, they found a pot. And inside the pot, there was 13 kilograms of pure gold. Now, when these children first saw that gold, it seems the first thought that came to them was to run away with the gold. But because of the EHV lesson, because of the values that they learned during the EHV lesson, they didn't run away with the gold, but they got the gold to the volunteers, to the Sai devotees there. And the Sai devotees, as the custom was, they gave the gold to the government. But in the government, when legally they spoke, they told that the gold belongs to the Sai devotees themselves. Now, what these Sai devotees did with that 13 kilograms of gold was that they constructed two new houses for these children, and the children started living happily with these devotees. And also, there was one boy who was crippled, who was not able to walk properly. So these devotees made a crutch for him, a caliper for him to walk properly. Now this boy got a desire to come to Puttaparthi and have Swami's darshan. So these devotees thought that, yeah, when we go to Puttaparthi next time, we will take this boy. And they brought this boy to Puttaparthi, and Swami gave an interview to this boy. And in the interview, Swami said to this boy that it was I who kept the pot of gold in the garden, and you all did a good job by not running away with the gold. Well, dear listeners, isn't this amazing story? These are the incidents, these are the unseen hands of Swami which he shows during service activities, and it is these which encourages Swami's devotees to do more and more service activities. So in this segment, Service Love in Action, we try to talk to the individuals who are involved in seva, wherever they are, in whatever capacity they can, and try to get inspired and also inspire others to involve in service activities. As Swami always says, manav seva is madhav seva, that is, service to man is service to God. So today in this segment, the highlight of this segment will be a short interview by Gene Massey. And he speaks to Swami's devotees in Africa and talks, and these devotees talk about the service activities there. But before we get into that, let's listen to a few quotes told by Swami himself about seva. And I'm going to play a recording of a few quotes, which is for about 3.5 minutes. and this is this recording is done by Professor Anil Kumar sir.
You should believe that service is a path to God realization. Service to man would help divinity to blossom within you. It would gladden your heart and make you feel that your life has been worthwhile. Do not believe that you can, by your service, reform or reshape the world. You may or you may not. It does not matter. The real value of service, its most desirable result, is that it transforms and reshapes you. It will make you humble and happy. Born in society, brought up in society, educated by society, and deriving countless benefits from it, what are you doing for society? Social service ought to be regarded as an expression of gratitude to society for what it has done for us. Without society, we cannot survive. Service brings out all that is good in man. It broadens the heart and widens the vision. It fills one with joy. It promotes unity. It proclaims the truth of the Spirit. It drives out all the evil qualities in a person. It must be regarded as a great spiritual discipline. You are born to serve and not to dominate. Remember Swami's words, whenever you participate in service activities. Some rich people seem to be under the impression that they cannot go to slums and do service. Service does not mean help done by the hands alone. To talk sweetly, softly and kindly is also service. To feed the hungry and to give work to those in need of it is also service. If you find a child crying, try to pacify the child. That also is service. All these may seem small in quantity, but quality of service is what it really matters. And in terms of quality, these are by no means inferior to the more common and popular forms of service. Don't be under the impression that sweeping the streets alone is service. When you serve others, the power in you will increase. The power of attraction is present in everybody. The purer you become, the greater would be your power of divine attraction.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Let the work is
Radio Sai Global Harmony offers you Sai Inspires, a daily inspirational service which emails you an inspirational message and a beautiful picture of Bhagavan Baba every single day. To subscribe to this free email service, please visit our websites radiosai.org or h2hsai.org. For any inquiries, please email us at h2h@radiosai.org.
Dear listeners, once again, loving Sai Ram and greetings and welcome to today's Thursday Live. This live broadcast is coming to you from Prashanthi Nilayam, the abode of highest peace, the spiritual capital of this universe. Well, the time right now in our studio is 11:45 a.m. It's a fine day here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. The current weather temperature will be about 40 degrees Celsius. It's quite warm. As it is the month of April, and the months of April and May is known for high temperatures at Puttaparthi, as they are the months of summer season here at Prashanthi Nilayam Puttaparthi. Well, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. And as I said, the highlight of today's segment will be a short interview conducted by Gene Massey when he was in Africa in the month of May 2004. So let's listen to this interview. And in this interview, the devotees of Bhagawan from South Africa speak about the various service activities in which they are involved.
We are now in Pietermaritzburg, South Africa. We have had a wonderful drive up today from Durban, where we have seen some extraordinary activities and the Chatsworth School there. And now we have come up to Pietermaritzburg, and we have as a special guest today Mr. Subri Naidu, who is the National Seva Coordinator for South Africa, and a special guest, Mr. Anand Goundin, who is the Area Coordinator for the Midlands and Northern Natal region. And gentlemen, welcome to Radio Sai.
Om Sai Ram.
Om Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Now, Subri, we'll start with you. It's wonderful being in South Africa. We've had some really, really wonderful, wonderful examples of spreading Swami's love and people living his teachings here in your wonderful country. It's just great to see this.
Yes, we're doing quite well in the whole of the country. There's tremendous growth with devotees, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially.
Well, in Durban, we just saw so many devotees and so many wonderful projects. Is it like that in the rest of the country?
Yes, throughout the country.
That's great. Now, Anand, you are the Area Seva Coordinator, and you were telling me about some of the wonderful projects that you're going on in this area. Can you give us a few examples?
Yes, definitely. The Sai Cyclone is embracing the area of Midlands and Northern Natal. And the three projects that we have here, based on Educare, Medicare, and Social Care, seems to have taken off rather smoothly. And the participation by devotees as well as onlookers embracing the Satya Sai Cyclone here in the Midlands area. In the field of Educare, much has been done in terms of the EHV program, who Swami is the author thereof. And what is happening is that these programs are reaching the schools, and the integration is taking place with regard to the secular education system. So much of the Human Values program seems to be infiltrating the secular education system. Uh-huh. And that's a promise.
The secondary system.
That's right, the secondary or the secular system of education here, uh-huh, which is the state run. Uh-huh. And the EHV program here, through the various Sai teachers, they seem to actually try and embrace and do a bit of adoption of the schools wherever it is possible.
That's terrific. And you were saying you have some things going on in the medical world.
Yes, in the medical sphere here, we have four medical camps per year, and four medical camps in the most destitute area of Pietermaritzburg, which is the Copesville community. And four medical camps are held per year, and it is well supported. The last one, we had almost 350 patients that visited the medical camp on a Sunday morning, which started off at 10 o'clock and terminated around about 3 o'clock.
Wow, that's really incredible, the work you're doing here. Now, how big a town is Pietermaritzburg?
Well, Pietermaritzburg encompasses almost say about 4 to 5 suburbs, and perhaps maybe over 20 to 30 kilometers.
So it's a large area.
It's a very large area.
I see. And you mentioned some other projects you're doing?
Yes, the other project besides the Educare and Medicare is the Social Care project. And here we have the ladies' wing, would seem to be very interested in the self-sustaining programs. And much of the ladies' wing is involved in sustaining programs, for example, teaching some communities how to knit. And we have two psychologists that are with us in Pietermaritzburg, and they're also trying to do some sterling work in the field of sociology.
So the devotees actually go in and teach sewing and things like that?
We have now set up a skills training center, which is just in its teething stages. But we hopefully will go big in a few years' time. Mm-hmm. But the base is there to actually reach out and touch these families whereby they can be self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of street homes here in Pietermaritzburg. And much of the work done by the centers here, they are in Pietermaritzburg Central, there are 8 centers. And surrounding Pietermaritzburg, there are 4 other centers. And they try to, whenever possible, to get involved in the social upliftment programs with all the old age homes and the other areas around Pietermaritzburg.
Well, that's just fabulous what you're doing here. Now, Subri, it's quite a job dealing with being the SEVA coordinator for a whole country this size. What does your job actually encompass? What do you do on a daily basis? You call up all the SEVA coordinators and say, what did you do today? Or what exactly do you do?
Now, I'm in constant contact with all conveners throughout the country. I do a lot of traveling around the country to make sure work's done, and I'm a hands-on person.
Uh-huh.
Like to be on the job and making sure it's done the way Swami likes it to be to be done.
Now, you've got how many different regions here in South Africa? It's broken up into how many regions?
We've got 15 regions.
And so each region is doing something similar to what Anand's doing, right?
Our medical camps are done throughout the regions.
Uh-huh.
We got a standard set, and we've got a coordinator for medical camps who's Mr. Gengen, who coordinates the medical camps for me throughout the country.
Now, you know, I've been traveling quite a bit now, meeting a lot of people throughout Africa, and I've just been so impressed with all the wonderful things that everyone is doing. I'm just absolutely floored with the wonderful SEVA that's going on here. You know, we just left Durban and we're traveling across South Africa. Can you tell us some of the more of the wonderful activities that are going on?
Okay, our number one SEVA project for the country is the 4 Satya Sai Baba schools in the country, which we as devotees work hard to maintain and sustain the schools.
Uh-huh.
That's our number one project. And to do that and to finance the school, not fully, but in many ways, is we got the tunnel farming that we got out at Durban.
Yes, we saw, we had an interview there of the guys that are doing that tomato plants, and I mean, it was just fabulous how a bunch of tomato plants could help support a school.
Yes, we've got 3 tunnels going so far, and from the time we started, it's nearly 2 years now, we got out something like 4 tons of tomatoes.
4 tons?
Yes.
Wow.
And we've got a contract with the spa that's waiting for us to give them more.
As soon as they grow, huh?
Yes, so in the next 2 months, we have planned that we're going to have all 13 tunnels working.
So you just have one up now, the one that I was in, or do you have more than that?
We've got one that you've seen. There's another 2 that's going, the plant's going to come in soon, and the other 10 more tunnels are going to be put up in the next 2 months.
In the next 2 months,
yes,
you'll have 10 more tunnels.
Yes, we've already got the tunnels. It's just to install them. And we've got about 4 dedicated devotees that has financed these tunnels on their own cost and got it to where it is now.
Isn't that wonderful?
And we had one devotee that donated 10 tunnels to us, which still got to be installed. With tunnel farming, and we're going in-depth throughout the country on recycling projects. And we're doing recycling throughout the country. At the moment, it's in a small scale, but there are funds coming in.
Now, I understand that the recycling project is something that they make the children very aware of in the EHV program.
We
make them conscious of saving and recycling and things like that, too,
yes,
in the children's programs.
Yeah, that comes with Anand's education program, where they teach the children this and make them practically do that.
Uh-huh.
So the children and adults are fully involved in recycling programs throughout the country. And we have planned with our central coordinator, Dr. Singh, who has said that only with recycling and tunnel farmings, we will be able to manage all schools without even asking the devotees for any money.
Without soliciting any funds, they'll be totally self-supporting based on the tomato plants.
Tomato plants and the recycling projects.
And between recycling and tomato plants, I still find this just absolutely fascinating.
Yes.
That you can have some tomato plants that will support a school.
Yes, it's really going to work. Because at the moment, we're getting a very good price for the tomato.
The tomato market's good.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah.
To help pay for books. Huh?
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful.
So that's the main project, the Satyasai schools.
Mm-hmm.
So our recycling and the tunnel farming are two other projects that's going to help to support these schools, maintain them. And then we got our medical camps that are running throughout the country. The medical camps are touching the hearts of a lot of people. We got a lot of people in this country are really poor. There's a lot of poverty-stricken areas, and we're through medical camps. It's touching the people's hearts, and the awareness of Satya Sai is growing now in the whole of South Africa.
Mm-hmm. We've seen a medical camp in Malawi and some in Nigeria. Can you tell us about the ones here? Do you have eye camps? Do you have that sort of thing?
Yes, we have eye clinics.
Mm-hmm.
And we give glasses free of charge
to
the devotees.
Uh-huh.
I've got some stats here where how many eye clinics we had, how many dentists we got.
Uh-huh.
All right. And
very impressive.
We've got a lot of dentists. We have a lot of eye clinics. And we've given a lot of people free glasses. And it's so good to see, because with my experience, one lady told me, she couldn't see, and after she got these glasses and she could read a paper, it's like a second life for her.
Imagine that. Imagine not being able to see, no money to go to the doctor, and no money to be able to buy a pair of glasses.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, because of a Sai medical camp, someone can see.
Someone can see again. It's really touching a lot of people's hearts with the medical camps that we are doing. And we do dental clinics as well. And we do a lot of extractions free of charge.
Uh-huh.
All our medical camps are totally free.
Mm-hmm.
No charge.
And you supply your own medicine too.
Yes, and we supply our own medicines free of charge.
Uh-huh.
And we got a devotee that has given us his big Mercedes van. And we got a set of 8 doctors. And this vehicle transports our doctors and our medical team throughout South Africa free of charge on the devotee's cost.
A Sai taxi, huh?
Yes, a Sai taxi.
It takes all the doctors right to the medical camp.
Yeah, it takes the doctors right there to the medical camp.
Wonderful service. Yeah. Wonderful service.
And the next project that's really doing very, very well in the country is the blood banks.
Uh-huh.
All right, the blood bank started in 1992. We started with something like 4,500 pints of blood. And over the years and up till year 2003, we went up to 11,500 pints.
Mm.
And we are hoping to increase that in the years to come.
My goodness, that's a lot of
blood. All right. Natal Blood Transfusion, that the South African Blood Transfusion Service are very, very happy with the Satya Sai organization.
We are the biggest
blood donors in the country, and lots of people's lives are being saved here because of our blood clinics, and all are coordinated by devotees.
Making a wonderful contribution to so many lives throughout the country.
Yes.
Ananda, we really thank you for the opportunity to find out about your region here. Is there anything else that you've got going on that's exciting?
Yes, it was a pleasure talking to you. I just want to allude to two aspects, and that is the EduCare. EduCare being one of the pet projects of this area here, this area 4 of South Africa, whereby the Ceiling on Desires program seems to be entrenched in the Bal Vikas or Sai spiritual education facet of the Satya Sai organization. And here we have schools whereby children attend classes in the evening or once weekly. And there, with the human value program, much of the COD program is really entrenched. And that is where we have the offshoots of quite a number of activities like the anti-litter campaign, which is making children and adults aware of the environment, and the recycling program that occurs. So much of it starts with the child, and from there, from the child to the greater family, and from the family to the community, and from the community to the entire country. So that is our focus point. And I'd like to allude to one other aspect that Brother Subri mentioned of, is that while we are the highest one in terms of the blood donation, it was mentioned at one medical camp that South Africa, the Satyasa organization, is the highest in terms of AIDS-free blood to the community of the world.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's it.
The other project that's taken off very well now is the Grama Seva project.
We had the opportunity to see that yesterday, you know, in Durban. They had this wonderful Gram Seva down in a very impoverished area. It was just terrific what the devotees were doing.
I'll tell you how that has come about. We've decided to go on a very big drive 2 months ago, where we made up 2,500 hamper packs of groceries, vegetables. We had the whole of Natal, devotees from the whole of Natal met up on a Friday night, packed up these groceries, and on Saturday and Sunday we delivered throughout the country. And some great benefits came out of it. We went into homes that people had no food to eat. And when we took these groceries to them, the experience I had, somebody asked me, how much are you going to charge us for this? And we told them it's free. And it's from Satya Sai Baba, and they were jumping and dancing because they haven't seen this kind of seva before. Mm. We've done that, and then from there, we had this one in Durban yesterday, and that's one region now, took an example from what we have done, and they've started it, and we're going to do the same thing throughout the country, where now the region will take onus of having their own Grama Seva program in their areas now.
And the interesting thing was you had the young people so involved. You had the young adults actually going to the houses and taking food and things.
Yes, we've got a very powerful youth in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing quite well now, and we're doing a lot of programs and getting them more involved. And the vision of our coordinators and the president of Central Council is in the next few years, we want the youth to take over running the entire organization. And we will be at the back guiding them along. Yeah, that's our vision for the future.
Some old retired guys in the back of the room.
With Baba, there's no retirement.
I know.
There's no retirement.
We all have learned that, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, we all learned that. And I'm enjoying the silver work because I've come out from the slums of Pietermaritzburg and I've lived in the squatters. Mm-hmm. And I know what it is to be starving and living without lights and no water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so fortunate that Swami has chosen me to be the seva convener of the country, and I've got this experiential knowledge now, and I've got the feel for people, and I'm glad that the Avadar has willed it for me to be seva convener of the country. My entire life I want to do selfless service, and I'm glad I got this opportunity to serve our master.
And I'm sure Swami's delighted to have you, such a dedicated seva doll out there in the field for him.
yes. He's the doer and I'm the instrument, and it's going to be like that all the time. He is right inside us, with us, around us, and Swami is really helping us out here in South Africa. I know he's throughout the world, but from where we were and where we are now, this tremendous amount of growth in every field in this country. Yeah? Mm-hmm. The devotees are growing very well, and we all are really benefiting from Swami's omnipresence in this country.
And it's evident from everything you can see. It's just wonderful. Everything that you're doing is just incredible here. Well, gentlemen, we want to thank you for being on Radio Sai today and telling our listeners everything that's going on here in South Africa. And we really thank you for joining us, and we'll be back to report from you in the very near future, okay?
Oh, it is a pleasure.
Hope you'll join us again soon.
All right, Brother Gene, it's nice having you in our town. I think we are blessed to have someone like you that comes direct from Swami to us. We thank Swami to give us this opportunity to meet somebody like you.
Wonderful time finding out all these wonderful Seva projects that are going on in South Africa. And we hope you'll join us again. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Om Sai Ram.
Tune in to Sai. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. It's 5 minutes past 12 noon, and it's a bright, warm afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram, the spiritual capital of the universe. Well, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, till now you heard the icing on the cake of today's segment Service Love in Action, that was a short interview by Mr. Gene Massey, and he was interviewing some Sai devotees from South Africa, and in this interview, as you heard, the Sai devotees spoke about their involvement in service activities there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, talking about Mr. Gene Massey, he is a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba and a filmmaker. So, once he had narrated an experience of his, which I would like to tell you all right now. It seems once Mr. Gene Massey was in Los Angeles and a man was begging, and the man came to him begging. The man said, "I just got out of prison, I don't have any job right now, I'm looking for a job, so right now I don't have money even for food. Please can you give some money?" And for this, Mr. Gene replied, that not only money, but I'll come out with you, buy the food that you want and sit with you and eat. And so Mr. Gene went with him to the restaurant and bought him the food that he wanted, gave him and sat next to him, and he also accompanied him in eating. Now, the person who was begging started to cry. He said, "Sir, nobody till now ever did this to me. Nobody ever sat with me and bought me the food. They would just give me some money and go out. They never bought me the food, sat next to me and accompanied me in eating." Now, dear listeners, that's what Swami's devotees do. They go out, not just say, "Here's some food for you," but they deliver with love. Everything that Swami's devotees do is filled with love, coated with love. So this is the difference that Swami's Sai organization has in their service activities. The factor of divine love. So continuing this segment, Service Love in Action, let's now listen to few more Seva stories. In fact, the clip that I'm going to play for you right now is for about 10 minutes, and this is a part of the radio program that was titled as Satyam Shivam Sundaram.
We shall now offer you a glimpse of Sai Seva in some of the overseas countries.
Some years ago, three Mexican ladies in the town of Moromo went to the school where their children were studying and sought permission to run a class in Sai Human Values. The request was approved. In due course, all the teachers in this school became involved in EHV teaching. Struck by the results of such teaching, nearly 100 schools have adopted this method.
At a conference of EHV teachers that was recently held in Mexico, one teacher said, "This program is beautiful because I have changed as a person and have started applying values in my own life. I realized that I have to practice values before I taught them. I have to practice in order to reach out to the children. This is the greatest thing to happen to me. Now, instead of feeling that I am an ill-paid teacher, I feel I am useful to society. The children come to me and say, 'I wish you were my mother.'"
In El Salvador, there is a Sai center located in the third floor of a multi-story building. The Sai center maintained a low profile in conducting its business and activities. Even so, in due course, residents in that building have slowly started changing. Many have given up the vices they earlier had. There used to be a lot of liquor and drug flow, but all that has stopped now, thanks to contacts with devotees coming to the center.
Sai's love touches those who spread it and also those who receive it. a group of children in the town of Rotorua in New Zealand used to regularly visit a home for the aged people in their neighborhood. The old inmates eagerly looked forward to these visits, not merely because the children sang and danced for them, rather the children prepared special programs for the old, carried flowers, birthday cards and loving gifts. Besides, they would spend time talking to the elders and ask them to tell stories about their youthful days. It was a wonderful two-way affair.
One day, a young lady came to the home to visit her aged mother, who was a resident there. It so happened that on that very day, the Sai children were also visiting the home. As a result, the old lady ignored her daughter and paid more attention to the children. The young lady was visibly annoyed but could not do anything about it. All along, she had ignored her mother, and now it was her mother's turn.
A few weeks later, when the Sai children went to the home, they found that this particular lady was missing. On inquiry, they learnt that the old woman had passed away. The children became sad on hearing the news. They sat down and cried, for the old lady had truly become dear to them. The remarkable thing is that neither the lady concerned nor the children had ever seen Sai. But his love inspired the children and reached out to the old one who was ignored by her own daughter.
Despite its mixed population, Malaysia is basically a Muslim country. Many people think that the Sai movement cannot make an impact in a Muslim country. The experience of the Sai organization in Malaysia, however, proves that this belief is not true.
Some years ago, a medical camp was launched in a rural area of the country that was predominantly Muslim. In view of this and the stringent Islamic laws, even mentioning Swami's name was taboo. Nevertheless, nearly 300 doctors reported for Sai Seva work. The conditions in the villages were far from comfortable. The volunteers had to sleep in huts on the floor, but enthusiasm remained very high.
The media heard about this and came to see what was going on. They saw the great work being done, but they were still suspicious. One Muslim reporter bluntly asked the person in charge, "What is your real motive in doing this service? Is it to promote the name of Sai Baba?"
The reporter was told, "Please go and talk to as many villagers as you can. After 2 days, come back and tell us what you heard. Check for yourself if the name of Sai Baba was mentioned even once by our volunteers. If there is even one such report, not only this service project, but the entire Sai organization in Malaysia would be shut down. If service is done for propagating the name of our founder, then we would have failed the very first teaching of his." The reporter was taken aback. Nevertheless, he did go around and investigate. 2 days later, he came back and asked, "Can I also join your group and serve in some way?"
There is a doctor in the United Kingdom who often does seva in other countries. Once, he went to Kazakhstan and ran an eye camp there. His birthday occurred during one of the days he was engaged in service. Somehow, the local devotees came to know of this and arranged a surprise party. They also gave him a silver ring with a blue stone. The doctor, of course, refused to accept the ring, but the locals pleaded, saying it was their token of love.
Some months later, the doctor came to Prashanthi Nilayam and Swami gave him an interview. In the course of the interview, Swami made a reference to this doctor's seva and said, "I know they gave you a party and also a ring that you at first refused to accept. The doctor was amazed.
Curiously, this is the standard reaction. Devotees hail Swami as God, as being omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. But when he tells them something about what happened when he was not physically present, they are stunned.
Even as this UK doctor was recovering from his surprise, Swami said, "Give me that ring, let me see." The doctor gave the ring. Swami turned it around as if he was inspecting it. He then blew 3 times on it, and the ring changed into a gold ring and the blue stone into a brilliant emerald.
So let us be assured that Baba is very much there wherever his work is being done.
Next, we would like to mention the experience of a Greek doctor who, like the UK doctor, often does Sai Seva in countries other than her own. Once, Swami asked this Greek lady to address a gathering of students. One of her service Seva campaigns was in Croatia, then torn by war and conflict. She had organized a volunteer group and went to Croatia for rendering assistance to the war victims. The members of the group distributed packets containing food, medicines, clothing, and along with these, a small photo of Swami.
Recalling the service experience, the doctor said, "The people were very happy that we had come to help them. One of the people there held up Baba's photo and said, 'We know this person.' I was very surprised and asked, 'How do you know him? Have you heard about him?' They replied, 'No, we have actually seen him here.' I was astounded and asked, 'Seen him? Here in Croatia? And what was he doing here?' They simply said, 'Just what you are doing here, distributing food, blankets, and medicines.' Well, I was stunned."
After the electrifying narration was over, one of the teachers present remarked, "Swami, this is absolutely extraordinary." Swami replied, "For you, it is extraordinary, but for me, this is quite ordinary and routine." A hush descended on the audience, naturally.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairams and greetings once again. Well, the time right now in the studio is 12:18 p.m. and it's a warm and pleasant afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, it's time for me to conclude this segment. I hope you have enjoyed today's segment of Service Love in Action. Please send us your feedback on today's program. And as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. In fact, dear listeners, you can also participate in this program, in this episode, segment Service Love in Action. Please send us your experience of being involved in Seva activity wherever you are, in whatever capacity you could do. And share it with us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. Or you can also record a clip of your experience with service activity and send us the MP3 to the same email ID, that is listener@radiosai.org. And I'll be featuring your experience in one of the segments of Thursday Live. So thanking Swami profusely for giving me this opportunity to host this segment, Service Love in Action, I conclude today's segment. I sign off for today, and I place this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet. So meet you again next Thursday. Till then, Sai Ram, Jai Sai Ram.
నానోట శ్రీ సాయి నామమున్నది, మదిలోన సాయి రామ మంత్రమున్నది. సాయి సాయి శరణం శ్రీ సత్య సాయి శరణం,
సాయి సాయి శరణం శ్రీ సత్య సాయి శరణం.
నానోట శ్రీ సాయి నామమున్నది, మదిలోన సాయి రామ మంత్రమున్నది.
నానోట శ్రీ సాయి నామమున్నది, మదిలోన సాయి రామ మంత్రమున్నది.
సాయి సాయి శరణం శ్రీ సత్య సాయి శరణం, సాయి సాయి శరణం శ్రీ సత్య సాయి శరణం. ముచ్చటైనాది
నానోట శ్రీ సాయి నామమున్నది,
మదిలోన సాయి రామ మంత్రమున్నది.
సాయి సాయి శరణం శ్రీ సత్య సాయి శరణం, సాయి సాయి శరణం శ్రీ సత్య సాయి శరణం.
కమ్మని సన్నిధికి రమ్మన్నది,
నానోట శ్రీ సాయి నామమున్నది,
మదిలోన సాయి రామ మంత్రమున్నది.
సాయి సాయి శరణం శ్రీ సత్య సాయి శరణం, సాయి సాయి శరణం శ్రీ సత్య సాయి శరణం.
నా మనసు సాయిపై నెలకొన్నది, ఇంతకన్నా భాగ్యము ఎక్కడున్నది.
నా నోట శ్రీ సాయి నామమున్నది, మదిలోన సాయి రామ మంత్రమున్నది.
నా నోట శ్రీ సాయి నా ఉన్నది, మదిలోన సాయి రామ మంత్రమున్నది.
సాయి సాయి శరణం, శ్రీ సత్య సాయి శరణం, సాయి
సాయి
ప్రదే